All right, welcome back to our final segment inside of Module 3. I wanted to share with you some quick tips as a reference. When you're feeling that you're blocking your sense of receiving, when you're feeling contracted, when you're finding yourself going into taking energy and scarcity versus really allowing yourself to be open to the present, you can refer to this particular segment inside the module for some quick tips to allow you to access the receiving energy and open back up. So when anyone, whether it's your kids, your husband, your partner, coworker, friend, anyone comes and asks for your advice, I invite you to ask them how they feel about it first. This is really beautiful, really honoring. You know, when you honor someone else's indie, it ignites your opportunity to listen to yours as well. So first, give them the right to their own feelings, and you listen and receive the information. So often, we are just ready to answer the question, aren't we? Just someone comes for advice, it's like, okay, great, let me tell you what I think you should do. And I invite you to slow down and really be patient, not only with their process, but yours. Receive all the information. Allow it to come in. And then you can begin to process it and feel into it yourself. For me, this is a golden opportunity to change the course of humanity as we begin to open up to our own truth and give ourselves permission to truly feel our own feelings. This is a gorgeous modeling for you. If you feel your sense of receiving is tight, pay attention to whatever opportunity, the next opportunity you have to engage with someone, usually really quick, right? We're engaging with people all day. And pay attention to what people are really sharing with you and what it is they're really saying. Do you have any idea how much can be processed and healed without you even saying a word? Just really listening. When you witness someone else's indie and someone else's sense of receiving open, it does something absolutely magnificent for yours. So that's one way. Number two, our indie operates on feelings and it's our intuitive guide. So allow yourself to connect with your intuition. If you're feeling tight and contracted inside, just slow down and ask yourself, what is it I know? What is that I know? And really admit to yourself what it is you do know. Because very often women go around, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And it becomes this default. You do know. And if you feel like I don't know, then ask yourself, well, what is it I do know? Do you know that ultimately everything's going to be okay? Do you know that deep down that you have people around you that love you? Do you know that your life is worthy? What do you know? Allow yourself, this is the final one, allow yourself to receive help from others. And number three, there is no medal for doing it all. I know sometimes we think there is not. This will only exhaust you and it will weaken your receiving muscle. So I invite you to really feel that. The next time you might go into martyr syndrome and say, I'm superwoman, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. I invite you to consider, if I'm doing it all, I'm actually weakening my receiving muscle. What's a bigger priority for you right now in your life? To prove to the rest of the world that you can do it on your own and you can do it all? Or to allow yourself to receive that which is truly going to open you and inspire you and support you? You choose. Allow yourself to gift where you are typically feeling that you're giving and receive fully the emotion that follows. This is so beautiful. And every time I step into this space, it's very emotional for me. If you feel yourself getting into that space of I'm doing everything, I do it all, I got to give it to you, you got to get it good, and you slow down and you go, wait a minute. What if I shift into gifting energy? And again, this is very conscious. It's not, you can't trick yourself inside of this. It's not, okay, fine, I'll tell myself I'm gifting. No, really, from a space of gifting inside, it will shift your energy to receiving. So think about perhaps the most frustrating thing you think you're doing in your life right now and wherever that giving energy is present and see what you can do to shift it into a gifting. Okay? Number five. Okay, this one you might love and it might make you a little bit uncomfortable. And I say good, good, because you know what happens when we get uncomfortable. Receive pleasure fully. And I will say yes, in bed for starters. Now, I am talking to those of you that are in a marriage, a partnership that you feel good in, that you feel comfortable in. And I invite you to revisit really what that is. You know, many women that I speak to will have been married 5, 10, 15, 20, even 25 years, and they've cut themselves off from receiving inside of this aspect. Even though they're in loving relationships, even though they're in safe relationships, that some sort of disconnect has happened and they've really stopped letting themselves receive. If you are married, I invite you to make a pact to receive pleasure every day for a week. I'm sure your partners won't mind, and I invite you to open up to that opportunity and see what kind of foe types might come up, because yes, this is for you. This is not for him. He gets to benefit, but this is not for him. So if you have any kind of positioning role that you might have been playing that, you know, you're not wanting him to get it, I invite you to put yourself in the equation. If you are not in partnership, I am going to invite you to self-pleasure for a week. And again, that might make you very comfortable. This is something that, you know, depending on where you grew up and what religion you grew up in, this was very taboo. This is not taboo. And this is very natural to feel pleasure. And so I invite you to self-pleasure this week and see what comes up for you. See what you like, see what you don't like, see, you know, any kind of feelings of shame that might come up for you. This is a beautiful preparation for your Frenchie as well. Here are some action steps just as a reminder for you as we close this module. Go ahead and continue with your daily requirements. I'm going to be talking about those and specific about something next week. Go through the module and complete the templates. Complete the receiving exercise. And of course, post your insights, inside the Live You Fully Facebook community. And just allow yourself to stay active inside of this and share what's coming up for you, what's present for you inside of this unfolding. Next week, we are going to be opening up to pleasure. We are going to be opening up to your Frenchie and gifting you the opportunity to discover and define what pleases you. You will be awakening your ability to enjoy. And I want to tell you, we are not just talking about physical pleasure. So even though, yes, I asked you inside of that to begin to awaken your physical pleasure, oh, you are going to be surprised because the Frenchie is much, much bigger than you think. Enjoy this week. I'll see you back here for our next module. Allow your indie to come forward. You absolutely deserve it.